Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer you this day as we begin another week, as we begin the 26th week of Ordinary Time. We ask that we may always be open to where you are calling us, especially as we focus on the ending of the liturgical year, which we are starting to enter over the next several weeks, actually 8 weeks. And so we look at that and we ask that you lead us, guide us, and that we honor you and obey you in all that we do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is, of course, as I said, it's two things. It's Monday of the 26th week in Ordinary Time. It's also the memorial of Saints Cosmas and Damian, who were actually, they're in the Roman canon. And they were two doctors who were martyred for their faith. And this all happened, I believe, in the first century. They are very strong patrons of a lot of Italian communities. So Saints Cosman and Damian are today, and they're two very powerful saints that, as I said, are patrons of the many Italian communities. Now, it is also that we're beginning a new week, and we're also beginning a new set of readings. You know, if you notice, the Gospels vary in ordinary time and throughout the year, but the first reading kind of goes in cycles. So let me explain this. First of all, you realize that there are two cycles. One of them is the Sunday readings. They're on a three-year cycle. Now, those who embrace the Latin Mass will realize everything is on a one-year cycle, which may be a reason why many evangelicals understood passages and readings in the Bible that many Catholics did not. Because brought out a couple of weeks ago, one of the most powerful teachings on the mercy of God is the prodigal son. Well, during the old calendar, which started in the Council of Trent and continued until 1967, that reading appeared on a Saturday, which we didn't have Mass on Saturday, even in preparation for Sunday. So you wouldn't get that on a Sunday Mass, and you only had 50 Bible readings on Sunday from the Gospel, and the Epistles were there as well. Many of them, I think they were in Latin at the time too, which kind of added to it. So yeah, there is a truth that many Catholics didn't know the Bible because of that. So the whole story of the prodigal son was not heard on a Sunday. Now we're in a three-year cycle, so you heard it a couple weeks ago. And that's because in the third of the 3 years, we focus on the Gospel of Luke, which is what we're doing now. And that's on the Sunday cycle. So we're focusing on the Gospel of Luke after Thanksgiving, when we begin Advent. We're going to be focusing for the next year on the Gospel of Matthew, because we're going to begin the cycles all over again. It's a three-year cycle. This is the third year. Then we go back to the first year, which is actually year A, B, and C. So then we'll go to the Gospel of Matthew. And as we do that, we'll also have an sparsed inside the Gospel of John. So it was a little combination of all those things. So, we're looking at on the weekend readings, rather the weekday readings. There are two cycles, one and two. The one cycles are for odd years, such as year one, and the even. And the other, the number two cycles are for even years, such as the number two. So anyway, we are in an even year, 2022. Therefore, our cycle is year two. And so we're today in that cycle. It's a two-year cycle for daily readings, three-year cycle for Sunday readings. For on the two-year cycle, which remember, going back to the old calendar prior to 1967, everything was on a one-year cycle. So now we're on a two-year cycle for daily readings and a three-year cycle for Sunday readings. So we're here with the first reading is from Job, and it's actually near the opening of Job. So it's a powerful reading, as we all know. And the story of Job, which I'm sure many of you know, but some of you may not, is a story of the basic point of the story is that Job suffered intensely, but never cursed God. And other people looked upon him and said, obviously, you must have angered God. I talked to you about that in a couple of weeks ago with my mother. You obviously must have angered God to be suffering so much. But the message in Job is no, God doesn't work that way. In this particular case, it begins with this scene where the devil walks up to God and says, hey, how about, or God says to the devil, hey, how about my servant there, Job? He's doing pretty well. And the devil basically says, of course he has. Everything's going well for him. Let everything go wrong for him and see if he still is considering you his God and see how quick he curses you. And that was the whole point, because throughout the reading, throughout the whole book, you will see, and Job never cursed God. But it's really about how suffering is not really a response to how we live our lives per se. It is in a little way, but how we live our lives, but it's no more a response to not so much how we live our lives, but the reality that we find ourselves in. So that's an important aspect. So Job goes through a tremendous amount of suffering. Basically, in this case, it's because the devil has put it on him, because the Lord has said, well, go ahead. You want to prove to me that he is not as faithful as you think? Go ahead. And we see he goes through tremendous suffering. At the end of Job, he actually goes through a tremendous blessing as well. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We'll be back on the other side of the break. We'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website. You can check out the archives of the show. You can check out our Substack newsletter. You can check out all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, anyway, we are looking at this reading from Job. So he goes through a tremendous amount of suffering, and as it will say all through the reading, that yet still he didn't curse God, because that was almost what the devil was trying to get him to do. Now, there's all kinds of different interpretations of Job. And one of the things that I looked at, the New American Bible Revised Edition, and it brings out it was written between the 5th and the 7th centuries BC. Well, that's important, because what happened between the 5th and the 7th century BC? You had the fall of Israel and actually the 8th century BC, so that had already happened. But then you also have the fall of Judah in the 6th century BC. So you can see people who are suffering, and now how do they deal with their suffering? Now, we all know that the fall of Judah was God basically sending a very clear message to his people that they had abandoned him, they had walked down the path. So in a sense, there's a little confusion that I can throw in about that, because God does not send suffering in response to your sins per se, but there is a reverse to that. Your sins cause suffering. That's very well known. And if you follow the Lord, you may not encounter a pristine life, although some people teach you will. No, you won't. You may not live with riches. You may not live with everything goes well. You might be really faithful to the Lord, and all of a sudden you or a loved one comes down with a form of cancer, and you go, how can this happen? We've done everything right. Well, that implies that the Lord will reward those who do everything right here, and if anyone does anything wrong, then a sign of that is that they suffer. That's completely wrong. It happened on a national level to well, the Israel and Judah. But that was a national level, and they were warned over and over again as a nation. But what about individually? It doesn't happen that way. And the reason why this is important to understand is exactly what I've told you before. Two things. People who seek to try to do the right thing all the time and are faithful to God and everything, when something goes wrong, they go, well, what did I do wrong? As if their life being pristine is a reward for them living the good life. No, it doesn't work that way. And part of this is grace builds on nature. Nature is going to go its own way. You know, you can turn around and say, I am deeply devoted to the Lord, and I go to church every Sunday. But if you're standing on a building that's 100 stories tall and you fall off, you're not going to have a different effect than anyone else. And why is the reason? The reason is simple, because grace builds on nature and gravity is part of nature. So we're all subject to all the different realities of nature. What does happen is the Lord says to all who are seeking to live the gospel that he is going to guide them through those difficult times. Now, here's the other side of it. Your sins, on the same time, have their own negative reward. If you drink and get drunk and you drive and you crash into someone, then your and you die and someone else dies because of it. That's the way the natural world works. None of that would happen if you chose not to sin in that way. None of that would happen. And so there are tremendous effects of people sinning, but that's also within that whole concept of the basic law of the way the world works. So God works through that, but he does have us follow the way the world works. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.